KJAN Sports.
It's time now for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, let's take a look first at the Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country team rankings for this week. In boys class 4A, Dubuque Hempstead top-rated with Sioux City North and Cedar Falls rounding out the top three. In girls 4A, Linmar, Johnston and Southeast Polk, the top three rated teams. In boys 3A, Dallas Center Grimes, Pella, and North Polk are the top three ranked teams. Nobody in our area cracked the top 15. Atlantic, Glenwood, and Harlan were all listed as teams to watch in that class. On the girls' side in 3A, Ballard, Dallas Center Grimes, and Dubuque Waller at the top three. Glenwood at five, Harlan at six. Atlantic also listed not in the top 15, but as a team to watch. In boys 2A, Danville, New London, Denver and Mid Prairie are the top three rated teams. Clarinda and Missouri Valley both listed as teams to watch, but outside the top 15. In Class 2A girls, Mid Prairie, Williamsburg, and Jessup the top three. Panorama in at number seven. In 1A boys, Madrid, Earlham, and Maquoketa Valley the top three rated teams, with Nottoway Valley at number seven. ACGC 13th, IKM Manning is 14th, and Tri-Center listed outside the top 15, but as one of those teams to watch. And in Class 1A girls, Van Meter and Pekin are the top two. AHSTW checks in at number three. Tri-Center is 9th. ACGC is 12th, while Nottoway Valley is at number 15 in this week's poll. Well, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening heard discouraging news with regard to the anticipated first home game in the new Trojan Bowl on Friday, September 18th against Clarinda. FRK Architect Principal Tom Woolen and Athletics Facilities Construction Liaison Bob Sweeney both shared bad news that cast the game in doubt. Woolen said the ability of the contractors to finish the field is touch and go right now.
We see some very positive activity on the site. Midwest Field Turf out of Denison has, I think, done a heroic job of getting down and getting work on the field started just as soon as they possibly could when the field was turned over to them. And you see all the fabric on the field, and they're starting to put numbers and hash marks and working through some of the graphics.
He says the key issue is all the field graphics have to be installed before the rubber and sand infield can be laid. The bleachers, concession stands, scoreboards, and other elements are close to being done. Critical concrete and asphalt work are also being accomplished as quickly as possible given the current wet conditions.
There will be parts of the stadium that aren't quite finished. Some fencing, some concrete work, some of the associated things like that. But we are anticipating that the stadium would be ready for your spectators and for the kids on the field.
Bob Sweeney was less optimistic the field would be ready by September 18th. He told the board it goes without saying the construction schedule is tight.
Midwest Turf had 15 people here Saturday, and they probably worked 10 to 11 hours. So if we don't make it to the finish line, it's not the subcontractor from Denison, okay? They have the pressure on because they're the final application to the field.
He said they lost valuable work time Tuesday and Wednesday due to the rain.
Concession stand, restroom building at the Trojan Bowl is near completion. The electrical poles have created a problem. The southwest light pole is, we don't have the pole through, and we're not digging up the field. So the electrical company is going to have to work through that. But the building is in the final stages. They did some trenching yesterday and today around that concession. They're trying to get the pole or new conduit under there. The bleacher company works Saturday and Monday. We're about 98% completed. That's not our issue. We'll have bleachers available if we can play.
Sweeney said the inside fence will be installed, but the outside fencing may be unfinished by the 18th. There are other items yet to be completed, including the sound system.
If we have a ball game on September 18th, there will not be any fancy gate, you know, any pier built, you know, but we'll have access to get in, okay, if we're to that point.
Sweeney said the decision can't be made at the last minute if the project can't be finished in time for the game to be played on September 18th. Superintendent Steve Barber said the district will wait until Friday to consider Plan B options, which might include contacting other Hawkeye 10 schools to see if the game can be played elsewhere. Clarinda is out of the question, though, since they are also having work done on their field turf. Another option would be to play on a Saturday night if just a little more time is needed. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says if a school district moves to virtual instruction because of fears about COVID spreading through the crowded classrooms, then it makes sense to cancel sports and other extracurricular activities in the district as well. Students from Des Moines and Ames public school districts marched to the governor's mansion Monday to protest the suspension of their extracurricular, including volleyball and football. Reynolds, who says she played every sport imaginable when she was in high school, calls this an unfortunate situation.
But I think if you're saying your school is not safe for the children to be in there, then other school districts are calling us and saying, we don't want to take our students and bring them into there. And really, if it's the same should apply across the board.
The governor says if social distancing is the main concern from educators seeking to teach classes online, then she says they should be worried about the lack of social distancing in sports.
Football, you know, there's a lot of impact going on there.
A judge is letting the Des Moines School Board's lawsuit proceed that challenges the governor's authority to determine when schools may shift classes online, but the judge has declined to issue a temporary injunction, so the school district is violating the state's order to have students in the classroom this week. Reynolds is expressing confidence the impasse between her administration and Des Moines Public Schools can be resolved.
We'll get there. It's been a crazy year.
Reynolds made her comments Wednesday in Atlantic, where she met with a nonprofit group. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy is embracing high expectations as the Cyclones get set to host Louisiana in their opener. The Cyclones have been to three straight bowl games and hope to make a serious run at the Big 12 championship game this fall.
You know, right now going into this game, everyone, you know, looks good. And, you know, we don't know what's going to come as far as the fan situation or, you know, all the other stuff that we can't control. And to be honest, we're not, you know, really caring about that stuff right now. We're just, you know, focusing on what we can control, what's in front of us. And so, I think, you know, everyone's done a good job with that, and we'll be ready to roll come Saturday.
Purdy admits there were times this summer he did not expect to have a season.
Obviously, with your emotions, you sort of you get down on yourself a little bit with it. But that's just the reality of being a human. And, yeah, I thought that way. But then finally when we got word that we are going to play, you know, we all zoned back in. We're like, okay, it's on. Like, let's play. And so that's where we're at right now.
Purdy expects the second season under offensive coordinator Tom Manning to show significant progress.
Now we all have a better grasp of, you know, why we're calling plays, what to expect when we call certain plays. And I think just everybody has a better understanding of that. And so personally for me, I feel a lot more comfortable just being out there with the guys as far as knowing what to expect and everything like that.
Well, the Big 12 Conference will open its 25th season a week later than expected, and with just seven of its 10 teams playing. Number 15 Oklahoma State, TCU, and Baylor had their scheduled openers and only non-conference games postponed because of the coronavirus. Number 23 Iowa State opens against an FBS opponent for the first time in Coach Matt Campbell's five seasons in their game against Louisiana on Saturday. Number 14 Texas is a six-touchdown favorite over UTEP, while five-time defending Big 12 champion Oklahoma plays its first game with redshirt freshman Spencer Rattler starting at quarterback. He's the fourth different starter in four seasons for the fifth-ranked Sooners. The Chiefs and the Texans will open up the NFL season with a Thursday night matchup at Arrowhead Stadium, where about 17,000 fans will be allowed under coronavirus restrictions. The game features the defending Super Bowl champions led by quarterback Patrick Mahomes against a team in the Texans that they defeated in the divisional round of the playoffs. Houston is led by Deshaun Watson, their own young star quarterback. We'll have that game tonight for you here on the radio. 6 o'clock will be the pregame start time from Kansas City. And in Major League Baseball yesterday, Danny Duffy won in Cleveland for the first time in nearly 6 years, pitching four-hit ball into the sixth inning in the Royals' 3-0 shutout to the Indians. Also, the Braves pounded the Marlins 29-9. The Brewers likewise over the Tigers 19-0. Dodgers over the Diamondbacks 6-4. Padres beat the Rockies 5-3. Giants down the Mariners 10-1. Reds over the Cubs 3-0. Mets 7-6 over the Orioles. The A's beat the Astros 3-2. Yankees over the Blue Jays 7-2. The White Sox beat the Pirates 8-1. Rangers over the Angels by a 7-3 final. And we have baseball today for you here on the radio. The Cardinals back in action after a day off yesterday. Doubleheader again today. Cards and the Tigers, seven inning games in that doubleheader. 12:20 this afternoon will be the pregame start time. 1:15 first pitch in game one. Game two will follow about 45 minutes after the conclusion of the first contest. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.